Hello, Byron Bay. You are listening to Lusophonia, and I'm Douglas Valenti. In today's programs, we are playing Brazilian classical music, and the next song I'll be playing is a romantic piece called Lara of Diego Cristiano Valenti, interpreted by Alessandro Cosmani in the clarinet and Giovanni Martinelli in the guitar. Well, I think I have spoken a lot already, so I'll just quickly present the next composer, which is just as memorable as Villa-Lobos. Being both the main names of Brazilian classical music, I'm talking about Carlos Gomes. They were contemporary, but Carlos Gomes is older and was the first non-European classical composer in the world to have his work accepted by and played in the greatest concert halls in Europe back in the 19th century. You will listen to two of his songs on a roll now. And the first one is called Cayumba, or Dança dos Negros, Dance of the Black People, which I don't have the reference on who is playing, unfortunately. And the second one, Vivaz, or Burrico de Pau, the fourth movement of Sonata para Cordas, interpreted by Quarteto Vox Brasiliensis, with Claudio Cruz and Fabian Figueiredo in violins, Peter Paz in the viola, and Dimos Goldaloris in the violoncello. Thank you. Welcome back to Lusophonia. In today's program, we are exploring a little bit of the Brazilian classical music. And the next composer I'll be playing is also a very important name in that field. Osvaldo Lacerda, our contemporary, who passed away in 2011, but left a brilliant work for the world, also mixing elements from Brazilian folk and popular music with classical music structures. You will listen to Brasiliana number 1, made of 4 movements: Dobrado, Modinha, Mazurka, and finally Marcha Rancho, played by Lucas Gonçalves, winner of the International Prize A Pianistic Interpretation of the Works of the Compositor Osvaldo Lacerda.
Thank you.
Amazing, amazing. Now, also from Osvaldo Lacerda, interpreted by the duo Levari, with Nicolas Galpasoro playing the piano and Santiago Kushnir on xylophone, arrastapé.